We've got some great competition. We've got a lot of guys with a lot of ability, and a lot of these younger guys that haven't been with us getting some practice time. So, you know, in a short time, we'll see who steps up.
Do you think with some of those guys getting out injured, that they're going to have to maybe step up quicker than maybe?
Well, they get an opportunity to show what they can do in practice, and you know, that's what these guys are looking for. These guys got a lot of talent, or they wouldn't be here. And some guys got ability to really be standouts in the National Football League. And you're not sure if they can do it on game time. You're not sure if they can do it consistently in practice. And there's a concentration level that's taking it from the meetings to obviously the practice field. And we'll find out here in the next few days if they're able to do that. But they are getting some reps that they normally wouldn't get with a few guys being out.
What are your impressions of Nate Webster at outside linebacker?
Well, Nate's got some great football instincts. And one of the reasons why he was a top player coming out, very physical player, and we'll get a chance to see how he adapts to the system, you know, how he plays consistently. We know he can make plays because, you know, he's a natural. But he can he do assignments? Can he be in the right place at the right time? And, you know, that's what we have camp for. Ian is out. He had a little lower back spasm yesterday. We kept him out today. He should be back tomorrow. And Dominic Hickson had a slight... maybe first-degree shoulder separation. At least that was Steve's first thought. We'll get an MRI on it to make sure. I don't think it's too serious, but I'll let you know further after the MRI.
Expect Stokely to practice this afternoon.
Stokely will practice this afternoon. Adam Meadows will practice this afternoon. The other guys that were out were on one of the days. Those are the only guys that we have out, the guys you just mentioned.
Getting to watch Daniel Graham each day, are you even more impressed than you were before he signed with you guys?
Well, I can't say I'm more impressed because one of the reasons we signed him to the contract we did is we liked the way he played and we liked the way he handled himself. But, you know, you just don't know for sure until a guy comes into camp, you know, how he works, you know, how he attacks the meeting rooms, how he attacks the football field. And you can see he's a pro's pro. You know, he's comes here to work every day, a lot of discipline, and he's practiced quite well.
What are your impressions about Eric Ayers and his progression?
We've got some competition there. We've got a number of guys that can play the tackle position. We've got a lot of competition. Eric got obviously some playing time last year, which obviously helped him out at the left tackle position. But it's very competitive. It'll be interesting to see what happens over the next few weeks.
Mike, when you were talking about the receivers, David Kirkus is not one of the young guys anymore. He's been around a little bit. Is he impressing you with what he's doing?
Yeah, David shows flashes. You know, he's just a little inconsistent. He drops the ball too many times. But he does come up with a big play. And that consistency kind of dictates if you get a chance, you know, play on game day. But David does show flashes, and hopefully that consistency can improve. And if it does improve, then he's got a chance to be on our football team.
How's the progression been from Matt Leibson's injury? How healthy does he look to you right now?
Well, there's no downsides, which is a downside, which is a positive. He's been working extremely hard, more preventative than anything. We've got him on one-a-days. We don't want to overwork his knee, but right now he looks quite well. Hopefully he gets more confidence in it day by day, and I think he's going to do that.
Mike, is there a point in camp where some players hit the wall, and how do you kind of guard against that in a two-week or three-week camp?
Well, everybody hits the wall. That's why you have training camp. You try to push through it just like you do on game day. One of the reasons why we have preseason games is so guys can get back in football shape. But it's so important to have the off-season program that we've had so you can come into camp and halfway decent shape, so if you do get hurt, you've got a chance to recover a little bit quicker. If you're out of shape and you get hurt, the chances are you're out throughout the preseason, and the first chance you get is game day, and you know, with the regular season, and usually that's not very good for your football team if that happens.